Welcome to this demo. It's an introduction and high-level overview of the infrastructure as code DevOps principle in Parse Unlimited MRP. We have a command prompt open. In Parse Unlimited MRP, the infrastructure as code is an ARM template, an Azure Resource Manager template. And to deploy this Azure Resource Manager template, we will use the Azure CLI, which is a multi-platform open source command line interface for Azure. So first I need to log in. This will give me a code and a device I need to log in. Put there into the address. We'll continue. I now need to enter my credential. So I can now close this. You will see that in a couple of seconds I have access to all my subscription. So now I need to go into the subscription I need. Azure account set. And only to ensure that I'm using ARM, Azure Resource Manager, so I will do Azure config mode ARM. Oh, mode, sorry. I need to create the resource group to contain the deployment. So, slash n parts unlimited MRP. And the location is going to be West US. Now I just pasted this big command which will create the deployment of the template. If I just launch that, the deployment of the template can take up to 10 minutes, so we will switch back to it a little bit later. Meanwhile, I will show you what it is exactly, an ARM template, and how does it deploy, how is it configured with the resources in Azure for Parse Unlimited MRP. So let's switch to Visual Studio Code. Here we are in Visual Studio Code, which is an open source multi-platform text editor. And we can see we have a JSON file open, which is a JavaScript object notation file. And this is the format that you express your resources in Azure in order to deploy them when you are dealing with templates. So the first thing that we see is a required element. The schema reference is used by intelligent JSON clients to determine the schema that is applicable to the JSON file and also to provide you additional functionality such as autocomplete and IntelliSense. The parameters section, basically it's you will be receiving parameters. They represent dynamic inputs for the JSON template. Each of the parameter objects has a name and is used to pass values to the template at runtime and is referenced within the JSON itself in the other sections of the template. Variables, you can have two type of variables. You can have static strings and also dynamic variables because they will use template expressions. Resources, this is where all the magic happen in the template, and this is where we are going to focus today. And also there's the output. We use the outputs in this template to take out the instrumentation key of application inside and return that to the Kali script. So let's take a look at resources. You can see that we have storage account, public IP addresses. We can scroll down like that. This is the virtual machine that we deploy in Parse Unlimited MRP. So this is a Linux machine, and we can see that it has a storage account. It depends on the storage account, network interface. This is a desired state that you express in the ARM template, and the ARM engine on Azure will be responsible to provide you resources that correspond to this desired state. And at the end, we can see that we have a virtual machine extension. So when this resource depends on the virtual machine, and when the virtual machine is done, this will trigger, and this will actually launch a script, an install script on the machine locally that will customize the virtual machine. So if we take a look at this, what this script does, basically it will install updates, the GDK, MongoDB, Tomcat, etc. And this is basically what happened. Azure will create all the resources, storage account, virtual networks, NICs, etc., the virtual machine, and then invoke the script that we just show. And this is how we are able to script and automate the creation of the virtual machine, the Linux virtual machine, in 4 parts unlimited MRP. If we go take a look at in Azure to a deployment, we can see that I have parts unlimited MRP. So you can see that we have all the resources. The deployment is not done yet, but you can see that we have all the resources being created in that resource group, and we invoke it from the command line.